请这边。兄弟姐妹们平安。真的很高兴再有机会，来到大家的当中。真的好像有六七年没时间来，所以这一次真的很高兴再有机会。For the youth here, just want to say thanks for letting me be here, and remember your assignment for OIA. Okay, during the sermon, see if you can figure out what I'm trying to say. All right, great. 我分享之前，先想提前向大家表示抱歉。为什么呢？一个，我是广东人，但是不会广东话。第二，我的普通话30多岁才开始学。第三，因为在大陆待的时间长，现在英文也说不出来，所以不知道今天有在分享当中能不能说出来，愿意说，但是不知道能不能说出来。Just wanna, before I get going, just wanna apologize in advance. I'm not sure exactly whether I'll be able to express my thoughts well or not. I'm Cantonese, but I can't speak Cantonese. My Chinese, I didn't start studying until I was 30-something, and so that doesn't work very well. And I've been in China so long, my English doesn't come out anymore, so I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll see. I'm using English now, right? Okay. Actually, I'm really excited to be able to share with you all this morning.
我今天很高兴想和大家有一些分享。
Not because we have such a great story to tell.
并不是因为我的故事有什么特别。
But actually, I think because of our story, I think is very much, in many places, is like your story.
我的故事可能就像你们的故事一样，很普通。
And I think that in many places, as we share about our testimony, you will see places that are the same.
当我在很多地方分享的时候，我会发现我的分享和在很多地方都是一样的。
Because in our walk with Jesus every day, our hope is to follow Him every day.
当我们每天跟随耶稣的时候，我们的盼望都是一样的。
Our hope is to hear His voice every day.
我们的盼望就是每天听到他的声音。
And to follow Him.
跟随他。
So let's see where this journey leads us together.
Yeah.让我们来看一看。
As I mentioned, I started studying Chinese when I was 34 years old when we got to China.
Yeah, 我跟你们提过，我30多岁才开始学汉语。
And you know, I'm sorry, how do I make this work? 按这个吗？按那个？
哦，是这个，
还是我？这是我。Okay. So after one semester of Chinese language study.I thought, okay, I'm starting to understand now.
当我学了一学期汉语之后呢，我发现慢慢的我开始理解汉语。
So I knew that by the time Chinese New Year's came around, I recognized this character.
当中国春节来的时候，我就认识到这个字。
Because on every single door, they had this character posted.
Yeah, 每个门上过春节的时候都会有这样一个字。
Okay, for all the young people here, how many of you had to study Chinese when you went to Chinese school? For all the kids, how many of you had to go to Chinese school?Anybody? Okay. What is this character? Well, you can't recognize it because it's upside down. So this is the 福字, the character for blessing. But I looked at it and I go, well, how come it's upside down?
为什么它要倒过来呢?
So what is the meaning? Can someone tell us why is it upside down?
为什么要倒过来呢?
福道, she was right. So the idea is that When it's upside down, it's like the blessing is here, the blessing has come.
人们都想当这个字倒过来的时候，祝福就到了。
So every single home that we saw in China, 1.3 billion people, every home, every household had this character on the front door.
Yeah, 几乎每个家庭都有这样这个倒字。
Because everybody was hoping that in this new year, the blessing would come.
Yeah, 每个人都希望在新年来的时候，祝福就来到他们的家里。
But My guess is that I don't think anybody asked the question, why has the blessing come?
Yeah, 我不认为每个人去问为什么这个祝福会来到。
Why does God bless us?
为什么上帝要祝福我们？
Okay. This question's for the youth, okay? What is B2BAB? This is from my son's t-shirt. He has a t-shirt that says B2BAB, and it stands for blessed to be a blessing. How many of you have seen this movie, Pay It Forward? I think it came out like 8 or 10 years ago. Okay. Is it a good movie?Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. Now, in that movie, what happens is there's this little boy that's in a class, And his teacher challenges them to do something to change the world. And so he decides to do a random act of kindness to three people. And then those people, the only condition, they have to pass that blessing on. And so today's question is blessed to be a blessing the same as paying it forward? Okay. We're not going to translate that one. Okay. So as you all heard, my background is in medicine.
我是学医学的.
Okay. So as a physician, you know, I like to analyze things.
作为医生，我喜欢分析问题.
If I can put it in the laboratory or analyze it, that's really good.
如果我能把它放在实验里、实验室里去分析，那是非常好的事情.
And when I study the Bible, I like to do the same thing.
当我来到圣经面前，我想做同样的事情。
I like to be able to, you know, like in the letters of Paul, to look at the grammar and to look at the words and look at the structure and figure out what it means.
我读保罗书信的时候，我要看他的语法，看到他的用词等等。
But when I studied the Psalms, I always got frustrated.
当我读诗篇的时候，我就有一种挫折感。
Because the Psalms are just kind of different.
诗篇其实很特别。
Because they were full of emotion and full of feeling.
因为它充满了情感，充满了感受。
And that was impossible for me to analyze that emotion and that feeling.
对我来讲很难去分析它的情感，它的感受。
But we'll try to do this together. So I'll need your help this morning.
我需要你们的帮忙来做同样的事情。
Okay. We're going to look at Psalm 67.
我们来看诗篇67篇。
Now in the Hebrew Bible, verse 1 is actually those little tiny words at the beginning before verse 1.
在希伯来圣经里面，诗篇实际上第一节是有一行小字。
So in our Bibles, we usually start at the Hebrew Bible's verse 2.
所以我们的圣经实际上是从第二节开始。
So we should look at those little tiny words before verse 1.
Yeah, 所以我们要看上面的小字。
So Psalm 67, it says it is a psalm, it is a song.
67篇实际上不单是一篇诗篇，也是一首歌。
It is written for the choir director.
是为诗班所写作的。
So it was written for the choir director this morning.
为诗班的指挥写的。
And also it's to be played with stringed instruments.
要用丝弦的乐器来弹奏。
So this morning was perfect. We had a violinist here.
今早上你们做得很好, 因为你们有小提琴。
So as we look at Psalm 67 this morning,
当我们看诗篇, 67篇的时候,
it's actually much more than just the words that we have on the pages of our Bible.
不只是纸上的这些字而已。
So try to imagine in your own minds the background orchestra.
去想象后面实际上是有一个乐队。
And the choir singing in the background.
有诗班在唱。
And the choir director leading us as we look at Psalm 67.
Yeah, 这些诗班来带领我们，当我们来读诗篇的时候。
So how many of you play musical instruments? Okay, good. So in music, okay, in a song, we have a lot of different components, right? It's not just, we just don't have words to a song. What things do we have?
Yeah, 实际上在音乐里面有很多结构组成，不只是歌词而已。
We have the melody.
我们有主旋律。
We have the harmonies.
我们有和声。
We have the dynamics of the song.
我们有这个动感，音乐的动感。
So sometimes it's really soft, very quiet.
有的时候很温柔。
And other times the volume is very loud.
有的时候声音很大。
And then there's this change in the speed.
有的时候节奏也在改变。
And that's all part of the song.
Yeah, 会穿越整个歌曲。
So Psalm 67 actually is better in multimedia.
实际上67篇，这篇诗篇要比很多多媒体还要好。
So I actually, you know, for a while I thought, wouldn't it be great if we had Psalm 67, the DVD version?
我想如果有一天我们如果有67篇的一个 DVD version 会更好。
But as I thought about it, I thought, well, you know what? 3,000-year-old Hebrew music, I'm not sure I'd be able to get into it.
3,000多年前的这个希伯来圣经，他觉得是做不到这一点。
So I think that God left the music there off for a reason.
上帝给我们音乐有他的用意。
Because I think every generation and every culture will have a different way of understanding the music.
每一个世代使用都有他自己的音乐。
And so God let us imagine that on our own.
所以我们需要有一些想象力。
Okay, Psalm 67 to the verse 1 that we know. Psalm 67 verse 1. It says, God be gracious to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
God be gracious to us.
上帝怜悯我们。
Obviously, this speaks of God's mercy and God's grace.
我们是在讲上帝的怜悯。
In God's mercy, we know that God is withholding things that we deserve, His judgment.
谈到怜悯的时候，实际上我们都面临着一个审判。
And when we talk about God's grace, we know that that is God giving to us what we do not deserve, and that is His the forgiveness of our sins.
当我们谈到恩典的时候，是我们得到了我们不配得到的事情。
So this psalm starts out with that idea. Also, and bless us, bless us.
同时也是要祝福我们。
Okay, I don't know about you, but when I pray, that part comes out very easily. God doesn't have to encourage me to ask for more blessing.
我不知道你，我看到这些经文的时候，我就想要更多的祝福。
So, but this verse actually encourages us to ask God for more blessing.
实际上这些经文在鼓励我们去向上帝求祝福。
And we'll talk about why in a few minutes.
我们一会儿要谈为什么。
And then it says, and cause his face to shine upon us.
用脸光照我们。
Okay, cause his face to shine upon us. So when I think about this idea, what is it when God's face shines upon us?
当我想到这一点的时候，什么是上帝用脸光照我们呢？
The idea, I think, is of God drawing near to us.
我想是因为上帝和我们很近。
We know God's presence. We know God's pleasure.
我们会想到上帝的同在，上帝的喜悦。
God's joy.
上帝很快乐。
I remember when our oldest son was born.
当我记得我的大儿子出生的时候。
And I was holding him in the hospital.
我在医院里面抱着他。
And as I was holding him, I was just leaning over, just so full of joy.
当我抱着他，我向前倾，我真是心里面充满了喜乐。
And that's the picture I get of God, His face shining upon us.
这就是一幅图画，上帝在看我们的时候，他充满了喜乐。
Now, as we look at this verse, is this the way that we read it? God be gracious to me and bless me and cause His face to shine upon me.
当我们看这些经文的时候，我们就看到了神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
Is that the way that it's is that the way that it's written?
是这样写的吗？
Or is it written this way?
或者是另一种方式。
God be gracious to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us.
实际上上帝是怜悯我们，用脸光照我们。
Okay. I think we've all been in the West for a while.
我们在西方待了很多年。
And the West is a very individualistic.
西方有很强的个人主义的观念。
So even when we see when it talks about bless us, we see it as me.
当我们看到怜悯我们的时候，我们总想到是怜悯我自己。
So we ask God to bless me, God to be gracious to me, and cause His face to shine upon me.
Yeah, 上帝怜悯我，祝福我，用脸光照我。
But the Bible actually is an Eastern book.
圣经是一本东方的书。
And the thought here is not an individual blessing, but a corporate blessing.
这里面讲的不是对个人的祝福，是讲对集体的祝福。
Not just me, but us.
不只是我，而是我们。
So God blessing our homes, our families.
上帝祝福我们的家庭。
God blessing our fellowships.
上帝祝福我们之间的沟通。
God blessing our churches.
上帝祝福我们的教会。
So a corporate blessing.
是一个集体的祝福。
I want to look back just on this idea of God causing His face to shine upon us.
我们回来再看一看上帝用脸光照我们。
So that idea of God causing His face to shine upon us, that is only used in the Old Testament 9 times. In the whole Old Testament, that idea of God's face shining on us 9 times.
Yeah, 这个用脸光照我们这个用法在圣经里面只出现过九次。
And usually in the Psalms, it's used in this way regarding God's salvation to the whole nation of Israel.
圣经上用到这节的时候，是讲上帝对普世的救恩。
So not just an individual salvation, but a national or a corporate salvation.
不是指个人的救恩，而是指万族的救恩。
So it talks about all of Israel being saved.
是讲全以色列被拯救。
So why would God choose this country of Israel?
上帝为什么拣选以色列这个民族呢？
Is it because they're smarter than everybody else?
是因为他们比大家聪明吗？
Or because they love God more than everybody else?
是他们比我们更爱神吗？
Or because they're more people than any other nation?
是他们人数比其他民族都多吗？
Actually, no.
其实不是的。
Moses in the book of Deuteronomy actually answers that question. He says, "Why does God bless you?"
摩西在《生命记》里面实际上回答这个问题。
He says, two reasons. He says one is because God loves you.
两个原因，一个是上帝爱他们。
And the second reason is because of God's faithfulness to His promises.
第二个是上帝守约信实。
So I ask the question to us as the Chinese Church in North America.
今天我问大家，作为我们华人教会。
Why does God bless us?
为什么神祝福我们？
Is it because we can do more as far as cross-cultural work?
是因为我们在这个跨文化事工当中能做很多事情吗？
Is it because we love God more?
是因为我们更爱神吗？
No, it is not.
实际上不是。
I think it's for the same two reasons.
实际上是同样的两个原因。
Because of God's love.
是神的爱。
And God's faithfulness.
是神的信实。
God's faithfulness. Okay.
神的信实。
So, we're still on verse 1, sorry. God be gracious to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们，中间有一个细拉。
So this Selah, has anybody ever looked at this little tiny word in the Psalms?
你们有没有注意到这两个字呢？
Okay, it's usually in parentheses, so we just kind of skip over it and keep going.
它在括弧里面，你们有可能就跳过去了。
But what does it mean?
它是什么意思呢？
Sometimes you look in the margin of your Bible and it'll say something like a pause or an interlude.
你的圣经的一个空白处可能写的实际是一个停顿或是插入。
So, from a musical standpoint, this doesn't make any sense.
从音乐的角度来讲，这里边的这个细拉实际上不合情理。
Because the choir will not start singing the song, sing one line and stop. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, 因为诗班刚开始唱第一节，然后就要停下来。
It's too early.
太早了。
There's no time for the music to build up.
也还没有来得及表达整个音乐的意思。
It's like the first phrase of the Hallelujah chorus, and then you stop.
Yeah, 当你唱第一节的时候，然后就停下来。
So why would the psalmist put this Selah right here?
为什么诗人把细拉这个字放在第一节后面呢？
I actually went through the whole 150 Psalms, and this one is the earliest of any Selah.
我读过了150篇诗篇，实际上这个希拉来的是最早的。
So why would he put it here?
为什么把这个希拉放在这个地位置？
I think because the audience was a Hebrew audience.
我认为以色列这个听众。
So from very early on, as a little child in a Hebrew family, you would start to memorize the scriptures.
他们从小的时候就开始记住这节经文。
And when a little Hebrew boy or girl saw this passage, they would automatically think of another passage that Moses wrote.
当他们看到第一节的时候，他们很自然的会想到另外一节经文。
This passage right here.
就是在这里面。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you.
愿神使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
Do you folks recognize this passage?
你们有没有认出这段经
文？ When do we normally read this passage?
你们有多少人读过这个经文？
When do we normally read this passage?
为什么我们要读这段经文？
It's the benediction, right? It's the 祝福 at the end of the service, right?
是用来祝福。
So when we see this passage, what do we think? Okay, right away we're gonna close in prayer, and then we're gonna eat lunch.
Yeah, 我们读这个经文之后，我们就祷告，然后我们就开始吃午餐。
Now, I don't know what the Hebrews did back in the days when they read this passage, but I think they would have thought about this exact same passage.
Yeah, 我不知道当时希伯来这个以色列人怎么想，但是我想他们是很自然会想到这段经文。
They would have thought, "The Lord bless me and keep me. The Lord make His face shine on me and be gracious to me. The Lord lift up His countenance on me and give me peace."
Yeah, 愿神赐福我，保护我；愿神用他的脸光照我，赐恩给我。愿耶和华向我扬脸，赐我平安。
That's exactly what we would expect, and that's what they would expect too.
Yeah, 这是我们所期望的，也是以色列人所期望的。
But the psalmist does not tell us this.
但是这里面实际上诗人不是要告诉我们这些。
He tells us something else.
告诉我们其他的事情。
Instead of more blessing for us, he follows up verse 1 with verse 2.
他不是在讲祝福我们，他是讲别的事情。
And verse 2 says, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations.
诗人在这里讲，好叫世界得知你的道路啊，万国得知你的救恩。
There's a clear cause and effect. God blesses us so that the earth will know His way, so that the nations will know His salvation.
这里面有一个很明显的因果关系，就是上帝让想让世界知道他的道路，让万国知道他的救恩。
That is the reason that God blesses us.
这是上帝祝福我们的原因。
The purpose of His blessing us is so that the nations will know His salvation.
他们上帝祝福我们的原因是因为上帝想祝福万国。
And if God causing His face to shine upon us is salvation to us, then verse 2 is God causing His face to shine on the nations.
Yeah, 上帝用脸光照我，赐福于我，实际上是为了让万国他的脸光照万国，让万民得祝福。
So why does God want the nations to know His salvation?
为什么上帝想让万国都得到救恩呢？
Verse 3 says, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you."
第三节说，神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
So the reason that God wants the nations to know His salvation is so that they will praise God.
上帝想让万国都得到的救恩，是想让万国都敬拜他。
Our motivation, our purpose in life is to give glory back to God.
我们实际上我们的动机是想让荣耀归于神。
And God's will, God's plan is for all the nations to do the same thing, to return glory back to Him.
上帝的旨意是想万民都归向他，归荣耀于神。
There was an author, John Piper, who wrote this book, Let the Nations Be Glad.
John Piper 曾经写了一本书，是让万国都快乐吗？
And in that book, he has this particular passage. It says, 宣教不是教会的总目标，而是崇拜、敬拜。宣教还存在，因为好多地方还没有人崇拜、敬拜他。宣教是最重的，不是崇拜是最重的，不是宣教，因为神是最重要的，不是人。再说一遍，宣教还不是教会的最重目标，而是崇拜、敬拜。宣教活动还存在，因为好多地方还没有人敬拜、崇拜他。崇拜是最重的，不是宣教，因为神是最重要的，不是人。So this is what this passage is trying to tell us.
这就是这些经文想要告诉我们的。
So where does this let the nations be glad? Where does that idea come from?
这个想让万族都快乐，这个想法是从哪儿来的呢？
We'll look at 67 verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
Oops. And it says, "Let the nations be glad and sing for joy." For you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth.
愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
So my question to you is, at what point, in what situation, can the nations be glad?
我的问题对你们是，在什么情况下，万民可以快乐欢呼？
We see from verse 4 the answer that God gives us. When can the nations be glad is when God is on His throne.
当万国都快乐的时候，是因为上帝在作王。
When God is ruling over all creation.
上帝在统治万国。
When God's sovereign hand is over everything.
上帝的主权在每件事情上。
At that point in time, the nations, all the peoples can rejoice.
那个时候万族万民都要快乐欢呼。
Then the nations can be glad.
所以那个时候万国就要很快乐。
I would like, if possible, for us to read together Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 12.
我们一起来读启示录第七章九节到十二节。
We'll read the English first and then Chinese next. After these things I looked, let's read together, okay, ready? After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Actually, that's not the whole passage. Sorry. I'll have to read the rest of that. Verse The English words are bigger than the Chinese. Chinese fits on one slide and English takes two. Sorry. So let me just read the rest of that passage. And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Okay, now the Chinese is a lot easier. Let's do that together too. 此后我观看有许多的人没有人能数过来的是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿总束之大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的座位在宝座前 面伏于地敬拜神说阿们颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神直到永永远远阿们。What a beautiful scene. What a beautiful scene. And then 希拉
然后又有了一个希拉。
So this 希拉 is perfect.
这个地方的希拉真是太完美了。
This is exactly where we would expect the 希拉 to be.
这个希拉就是我们所期待的位置。
We get to the very climax of Psalm 67.
已经达到了这个诗篇的顶峰。
It's like the very last phrase of the Hallelujah chorus.
Miss that part.
You get to the very end and then there's a pause. This is just like that 希拉. So as we get here, I think we can all say, well, this is not that hard to understand. We can all understand what Psalm 67 is trying to tell us. Let me see. So there's a few... I think it's stuck. Okay. So for the English congregation, let me just say that, okay, after looking at Psalm 67, the verse 4 verses, I think we can say that being blessed to be a blessing is not the same as paying it forward. As good as paying it forward is, there are a few differences. There are a few differences. Because, for one, God is the source of the blessing and not man.
上帝是祝福的来源，不是人。
So God is the source of the blessing and not man.
上帝是祝福的来源，不是我们。
The second point is that this blessing is not just for us as individuals, but it's a corporate blessing as well.
Yeah, 上帝的祝福不是为个人的，而是为群体的。
So corporate blessing. The third thing is the purpose of this blessing is not just to have more blessing, but the purpose of this blessing so that all the nations would know God's salvation.
这个祝福的原因不是为了让得到更多的祝福，而是想让万国得到救恩。
And finally, the purpose, the reason why every nation must know God's salvation is so that God will receive the praise.
万国要得到救恩的原因是因为万民都要来赞美神。
So I think that this is, like I said, this is not hard to understand.
这并不很难去理解。
So now we have to ask, well then, what is that? How does that impact my life? How do I apply these principles?
我们要问这对我们生活有什么影响呢？怎么样应用到我们的生活当中呢？
So I'll just, I'm going to share a little bit about my own family.
我想跟你们分享一点关于我的家庭。
How God has blessed us through our family as well as through our work.
上帝如何祝福我们的家庭，也祝福我们的工作。
And I hope that in this sharing, there were many things that you would see that are similar to your own life.
通过我的分享当中，你会发现，我们身上的祝福和你们身上的祝福很相似。
Okay. Ready? Okay. Great. Okay, so my parents came over as foreign students way back a long time ago.
我的父母来到美国是留学。
And they met in the United States, got married, and then my sister and I came along.
Yeah, 他们在美国相遇，然后结婚，然后有了我和我的妹妹。
So we, my sister and I are typical ABCs.
我和我的妹妹是典型的ABC.
We were born in California and grew up there.
我们在加州出生在加州长大。
And we also grew up in the church. From very small, we started coming to Sunday school.
我们在教会长大，从上这个主日学。
I remember, you know, these pictures when I was 3 years old at the Christmas program at church.
我看到那个三岁的时候这个过圣诞节的照片。
And then when I was 16 years old, that's when I was finally baptized.
我16岁的时候受洗。
At that point, it took a long time for me to figure out, you know, this faith of my parents is actually is my faith. I do believe this.
Yeah, 我用很长时间才体会到我父母的这种信就是我的信。
That I was really willing to follow this Jesus Christ.
我才愿意真心的去跟随耶稣。
That was when I was 16 years old.
那时候我16岁。
So when I was about 18 or 19, I remember talking to my dad. I go, you know what? It would be great to be able to be involved in full-time ministry.
当我18岁或19岁的时候，我跟我的父亲讲，我想全职侍奉。
I remembered, you know, because my dad was always involved in church.
我的父亲在教会很积极服事。
When we first started at the church in Davis, it was a Bible study. Similar to this church, how it started.
教会刚开始的时候是开始一个查经班。
And we didn't have a pastor, so my dad would take turns with the other men, and every month, once a month, he would be preaching.
Yeah. 那个时候没有牧师，所以说David的父亲就讲道。
And the Cantonese Fellowship would always meet in our home.
他们总是在他们家里面聚会。
My dad was gone for meetings, you know, 4 days out of the week, we never saw him.
yeah. 他的父亲总是每周四次开会，他很少见到他。
So then, I asked him, "What about full-time ministry?" And here's what he said.
当我问到我的父亲的时候，我说我要全职服事，这是他讲的。
He said, "That's for other people's kids, not you. You need to go to medical school."
我的父亲跟我讲，全职服事是其他的父母的孩子。
So I'm sure that none of you parents here would say this to your children, right? And I'm sure for you kids, you and your parents would never say this to you. They would say, "Go for it, go for ministry. It's awesome. Do it." But so I've always wondered, why did my father say this?
我一直有疑问，我的父亲为什么跟我这样讲。
Actually, I've never had the guts to ask him.
但是我没有问他。
But I think that there were several things that were involved in his thinking.
可能有几个原因。
I think one, you know, he and my mother worked very, very hard to get to the United States and to provide a stable place for us to get our education.
是因为他的父亲和母亲很努力工作来到美国。
And for us, for me to go back, and especially to go back to Asia, it was the death of a dream for him.
回到中国的话，对他来讲是一个噩梦。
Kind of like that.
Okay.
So he had to give up his own dream.
Okay. 他要放弃他自己的梦想。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think the other thing was, when he was growing up in church, I think many of his friends, whenever the missionary came by, they would say, "Yes, I'll go."
Yeah. 当他在教会长大的时候，当宣教士来的时候，他们总会说，"Yes, 我们要去."
But I think most of his friends ended up not going.
但是很多人实际上没有去。
And so I know he's mentioned that to me before. So I don't think he didn't want me to do the same thing.
他不想让, David做同样的事情。
So after 10 years of, it took 10 years of prayer for him to change his mind.
Yeah, 花了10年的祷告, 他改变了他的主意。
But now he's our number one supporter.
他是他的第一支持者。
He used to come out to visit us in the field every year.
他每一年都要到这个工厂去看望他们。
And then he'd come back home and tell everybody what we were doing.
Yeah, 他回到家之后，他要告诉每个人 David 在做什么。
Some of it was even true.
有些事情可能不是真的。
So anyway, that's my dad. Life goes on. So I actually did go to medical school.
所以, David上了一个医学院。
And then afterwards, my wife and I got married.
他和他妻子结婚。
This is Vivian. Introduce her to you very briefly.
她的妻子。
So she was born in Hong Kong.
出生在香港。
She came to the U.S. when she was 5 years old.
5岁来到美国。
She was also brought up in a Christian family.
她也是在基督家庭里长大。
After undergraduate, she went to law school. Got her JD as well as a master's in public administration.
她上了这个法学院。
And she has always had a burden for the poor.
她对这个穷人很有负担。
And that's what she's been doing. My background, as you probably can already guess, a typical ABC. I'm the oldest son in our family, so I have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility. Studied medicine, and God used John 4:34 to convince me regarding the need for cross-cultural missions.
约翰福音第四章，就是鼓励 David 去做宣教。
So after 14 years of preparation, finally in 1996 we got overseas.
14年的准备，他们终于跨上了这个宣教。
So after undergraduate and medical school and residency, and I did a couple years of seminary, worked, and then we finally got overseas.
Yeah, took forever.
So our brother mentioned that the second picture is when we came to visit.
So this
is when we visited. This is Michael when he came here. So when we left for China, Nathan was not quite two, and Andrew was about 3 months old. Michael, he's our made in China baby, and then we, as you can see from each picture, you know, the boys just get bigger and bigger each time.
从照片上你会看到孩子们越来越大。
And my hair gets less and less each time.
我的头发越来越少。
And my stomach gets bigger and bigger. That's just how it goes. So that's that picture from last year. So now we're back in California for a little while. Nathan is a senior, Andrew is a sophomore, and Michael's in the eighth grade.
所以说，他的大儿子是高中四年级，然后他
十二年级，十二年级，十年级，八年级，and we actually belong to two organizations.
我们这个有这个宣教机构。
So OMF International is our sending organization.
这个海外基督使团是他们的这个
差会。And Evergreen, it's our 属于我们的单位，在我们大陆中。
永兴是他们的服事的单位。
Okay, it's almost done, but it's okay. Thank you. I guess I was cutting out too much. So we work in Shanxi province.
他们在山西服山西省服事。
Okay, we're able. God's given us an amazing opportunity to work. So this is a picture from our retreat, 2009.
这是09年的时候一个夏令会。
So we have about 25 or 30 foreign workers, about 40 plus local Chinese co-workers, and this is all of our families together.
大概有25到34个同工。
And we work in three different regions within Shanxi province.
在山西省我们有三个不同的地区。
I'm just going to introduce a few of the projects to you. My wife Vivian started a community center with a library, with a tutoring center, with English classes, English camps, educational projects.
他们建立了一个社区中心，他们在那儿有这个有图书馆，还有教孩子，还有其他的工作。
English camps and things like that. She also started a card company. I know the last time a bunch of you bought cards, that was very much appreciated. So the purpose of this project was for local income generation for village women.
他们成立了一个剪纸公司，就是为了在当地能够赚些钱。
So about 40 women, 40 families are able to take part in this and actually improve their overall income situation.
大概有40个家庭来参与这个公司，他们能够得到一些收入。
Of course, we have opportunity to work with the local church.
我们也有机会和当地的教会一起同工。
Because the Evergreen group is all the officials know about us. And so in order not to endanger the Tufts church, we actually work with the Three Self church in China.
也政府知道我们永兴这个公司，所以说他们可以和教会一起合作。
So 我们是跟三次教会一起合作的。So we have we helped them establish their Sunday school. We've worked with the elders and the deacons, and we've had projects that we've done together. We've actually started a fellowship, actually for the pastors' wives to help support them in various in all the difficulties of being a pastor's wife.
Yeah, 他们就和教会的长老还有执事一起同工，他们也建立主日学，然后他们也和当地的这个事母一起同工。
Of course, I take part in the medical work.
我参与这个关于医疗方面的工作。
And I just want to share a little bit, really quickly, about something called the community health service model.
我就想跟你们分享一下这个关于社区的这个医疗工作。
Yeah, you know. Oops.
So China is going through healthcare reform right now.
中国正在进行医疗改革。
And part of that healthcare reform is this thing called community health service.
其中一部分就是这个社区
社区卫生服务。
社区卫生服务。
I can do this myself.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. So the community health service actually is one of the pillars of this healthcare reform. And so what they do is they say, okay, in every community, you have to go into the doctors and nurses have to go into every single home in your community to establish a health record. 所以在每一个小区在社区里头有个社区卫生服务站或者中心。所以卫生部卫生厅的要求是在每一个小社区里头 那边的社区卫生服务站的中心的工作人员必须要到就是入户服务就是上门服务到每一户要进去给建立一个健康档案每一个人需要建立一个健康档案 So as we establish a health record for every family and every individual we have to screen for chronic diseases and if we find anybody with high blood pressure or heart disease or stroke, or diabetes, we have to go back and visit them every 2 months. 我们也需要做那个慢性病筛查的工作。所以如果我们在那个家里头就发现有高血压、糖尿病啊、冠心病啊、脑中风什么的，我们需要每两个月回去给他们复查。So the government said, okay, do you as Evergreen, do you want to do this work? And we're like, okay.The government is asking us to go into every single home in our community to meet every person. And if we find a disease, to go back and visit them every 2 months. We'll do it. 所以卫生部的要求是说我们到每一户他们就问我们卫生厅说你们愿意不愿意做这些工作那我们看有一个机会到就做入户服务上门服务到每一户进去而是发现有冠心病慢心病什么的又可以回去给他们复查，我们当然愿意做的，是不是 ？So this is a classic example of a win-win situation. In this case, we help the government to accomplish their goal of providing health care for people in the community, and we get to meet the people in the community to bring God's blessing into each home. 所以这是一个比较典型的双赢，一个双赢情况，是不是？因为那个卫生部卫生厅，他们能达到他们的目标。我们进去做这个社区卫生服务工作，那我们有机会做侍奉的机会，有侍奉的工作，能把神的祝福带到每一家。So this is one of the people that we work with. She was a nurse, Wang Ying. And when she first started working with us, you know, one of the things we have our own coworkers that we also do training for, and they go with us. And part of our discipleship is not just what we do in Bible study once a week. But our discipleship is what we do every single day at work. 这位护士姓王颖，她是当地的一个信徒，而是跟我们一起做这个社区卫生服务工作，在这里就在院子里头做健康教育工作。那大家知道，在大陆那些在比如在到了夏天哈，那些老大爷老大娘哈，他们每天起来，他们去做什么？先去买锻炼身体，然后去买菜。买完菜回来就做什么就蹲在院子里头大家都在一起是不是作为什么打扑克啊打麻将啊什么的所以我们就借着那个机会进去给他们做健康教育我们就到院子里头比如我们就讲讲关于高血压啊或者是糖尿病啊怎么控制血糖什么的都是我们日常的工作经常有机会做 So we get a chance to go into to the yards and just kind of talk to the retired peopleAnd as we go in, the people, they start to know us. When we first started going in, everybody thought we were trying to sell medicine. So they didn't trust us. You know, so they just thought, no, we don't want to talk with you. But over time, you know, because we came back over and over again to do this health education and it was free, they got to trust us. And as they got to trust us, they actually helped introduce us to their neighbors so that we can actually go in there, meet people, and do this health education for them. So it was really, really cool. I just want to introduce you to Professor Wang.
我想向您介绍一个王教授。
So she is a professor of family medicine.
她是家庭医药的一个教授。
Yeah. So a few years ago, she wanted to write a textbook on family medicine.
几年前她写了一本关于这个家庭医药的一本书。
So she asked us to work with her to contribute a couple chapters to her textbook.
让我们一起和她这个写这本书。
So you know, Alice Chen and I, she's a family doctor from Canada. We wrote a couple chapters and she came. Professor Wong spent a few days with us and then she went home.
Yeah, 从加拿大来的 Alex 和 David 一起写了几章。
So we waited and waited and, you know, for 2 years we didn't hear any news at all.
Yeah, 两年多了我们也没有听到任何的音信。
So finally, 2.5 years later, we get an email.
两年半以后我们得到了一个电子邮件。
And Professor Wong says, oh, the book is finally being published.
王教授告诉我们这本书终于发行了。
So, can I bring you a couple copies next month?
下个月我可不可以给你带几本书来？
So that was in November of 2008.
这是2008年的十一月份。
So she came right about Thanksgiving time.
她就是在感恩节的时候来的。
Well, you know, we still celebrated Thanksgiving even though we were in China.
我们在中国，我们仍然去庆祝感恩节。
So she came and spent time with our family, spent a few days, and also, celebrated Thanksgiving with us, and also attended our medical team meeting.
Yeah, 他们在我们家里面和我们一起过感恩节，同时他也加入了这个医疗团队。
And she was looking at our family. She says, "Wow, you know, it's like you and your wife seem like you actually like each other."
他看我们家庭的时候，他看我和我妻子，他就觉得你们好像两个人互相很喜欢对方。
And your kids, when you talk to your kids, you know that communication is pretty good.
当你们和你们孩子交谈的时候，发现这个沟通很好。
She's like, my family's not like that.
她说我的家庭不像那样。
And then she saw our meeting at work, and she says, "Oh, you guys, when you work together, you guys can discuss things and the way you solve problems, even when you disagree. You know, it's amazing."
当她看到我们工作的时候，我们解决问题的时候，即使意见不一样的时候，我们都是能够解决得很好，她觉得很惊奇。
She said, "You know, in her work unit, people would just." Fight and they would never resolve the issue.
Yeah, 他工作的场合的互相大家互相之间这个。
So we had a chance to talk to her about the gospel.
所以我们就向他讲福音。
But you know she said okay that's good and then she left.
他离开。
So the following month, December, I remember writing of her letter saying asking people to pray for Professor Wong.
Yeah, 一个月之后呢，12月份的时候 ，David 就想让大家为他祷告。
And a few months later, she sent me a SMS, 给我发了短信，就说哦，昨天收的喜了，感谢主。她说我们现在都属于家了。So she sent me a little SMS and said, "Praise the Lord, I was baptized yesterday. We're all one family now." And so it was just an amazing thing that just from a very short period of time, and it wasn't like.We specifically sent out to say, "Okay, you must believe."
这个是很惊奇的事情，因为时间很短，我们并没有跟他讲你一定要信。
But through our everyday work, through our family, through the way that we lived our lives, she saw the gospel lived out.
Yeah, 通过我每天的工作，和我的家庭，每天的我们的行为，她看到了福音。
So the gospel is what we live out in addition to what we speak.
Yeah, 实际上福音是在于我们如何行出来，而不是在于我们怎么讲。
You don't have to go all the way across the ocean to do this. You can do this right here where you are.
Yeah, 你不需要跨过海洋去做福音，你可以在当地就可以做福音。
Because it's entire lives. It's our whole life.
这是关于我们整个的生命。
So a few things, a few suggestions for you all, just that how we might be able to be a blessing.
有几个建议，我们如何得到这个祝福。
So the first thing we can do is learn. We can learn.
第一个就是我们可以通过学习。
Find out what are the needs around us, whether it's,across the street or whether it's across the ocean. What are the needs around us? Learn about it. Study it.
需求在哪？不论是在我们附近还是在海外。
The second thing, actually should be the first thing, is prayer.
第二点应该是实际上是第一点，就是我们需要祷告。
Prayer is not what we do when there's nothing else to do. Prayer is what we do from the beginning, in the middle, and the end. Everything is we need to make prayer the foundation of that.
我们从最开始到中间的过程到最后都要祷告。
Because without the power of God, nothing happens.
如果没有神的同在，什么事情也做不成。
If God is calling you to go, go.
如果上帝呼召你去，你就去。
So whether it's short term, medium term, long term, if God is calling you to go, you have to go.
对，不管是短期、中期还是长期。
If you don't go, you'll be miserable.
如果你要不去的话，你的生活会悲惨。
I have first-hand experience with that, so you have to go. The fourth thing is to send.
下面就是要差遣。
So sending is not just, you know, writing a check or, you know, once a month or once a year or whatever.
差遣不是说每个月或者每年就写一张支票。
Our church in Davis is our sending church.
他的教会是他的差会。
That church, when we go back to China next year, my wife and I, they will be taking care of our two boys.
明年我们回到中国，我的妻子回到中国的时候，我的教会要照顾我的两个孩子。
So Nathan and Andrew will live in Davis. My parents are there, but that church is their church home, and that's where they will be cared for.
Yeah, 我的孩子 Nathan 和 Andrew 要待在那。
So sending is a huge commitment.
差遣是一个很强的一个应许或者承诺。
It's a very important role that a church needs to think about seriously before they said yes, we will send you.
教会要很认真去想这个问题，是否要差遣差派。
The fifth thing is welcoming.
第五件就是说你要去欢迎迎接。
The world today is very different than 1865 when Hudson Taylor went to China.
今天的世界和1875年
的时候去中国的不一样。
是不一样。
不一样。
戴德生。
So because now, like the whole world is coming to us.
现在是整个世界都来到我们面前。
In last time, my son's fifth grade class, they had 20-something kids representing, like, I think, 12 countries.
我的孩子的班级有大概25个学生，代表了可能来自十二个不同的。
So the whole world actually is coming to us right here.
整个世界都来到我们面前。
We can do the work of the Great Commission right here.
你可以在这就会做很多工作。
And then finally, whoops.What did I do? The last one is mobilize.
下一点就是要动员。
Yeah. Okay, mobilize, here we go. So mobilize is nothing more than connecting God's people with God's heart for the nations. God's people with God's heart for the nations.
Yeah. 就是所谓动员就是要把神的人和神的心意连接起来。
So that...God's people would know that God's heart is for all the nations to come to know Him.
Yeah, 神的人要知道，神的心意就是让万国得到救恩。
Okay. So in closing, let's just read Psalm 67 together.
Yeah, 我们来读作为结束。
Okay, you can pick any language you want.
可以读中文或英文。
Ready? God, be gracious to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us.That your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. 愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。神啊，愿列邦都称赞你，万民都称赞你。The earth has yielded its produce.God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear Him.